Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Oh, Rick, we're talking about a topic that is so up your alley that I don't know that we could hit the target any closer to the middle than we are this week. We're talking about corals and coral propagation. Rick, what do you love more than that?
Well, you know, it is the reef, and the reef is where it's at. You know, if there's one environmental lesson plan that is coming forward, is that we need to do everything possible to save our reefs, or our reefs aren't going to be around. And just having individuals that, I guess, glamorize the animals of that reef, corals and coral propagation. Plus, we have a great guest today, Kevin Gaines, that I know personally, that is part of the Coral Restoration Foundation. That should be a very fantastic guest.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Rick. I was absolutely amazed in prepping for the interview to hear that there's been about a 90% degradation to the coral reefs down in Florida, because you hear of people going to Australia because they want to scuba dive the Great Barrier Reef. And I thought it was because it was such an amazing reef. Little did I know, it's because the reefs are pretty much gone in the Keys and in Florida. What a tragic thing for people to have happen.
Well, at least the visual, iconic corals and type of creatures that kind of inhabited and created the impression of a reef, the very thing, the drama of an Elkhorn coral that literally is the size of school buses, and stands of Staghorn coral that will literally go for acres and acres and acres. And the thoughts that you think of when you think of a coral reef, the coral reefs aren't gone from the Caribbean, they're just changed to a much more modified and basic and less impressive presentation, something that you may not want to dive for because it's pretty germane, and at the same time, it doesn't have nearly the ecological diversity. Imagine a staghorn coral that's just literally this basket weaving of hard, stony, propped stuff that just goes on for fields and fields and fields, and think about fish nursery, you know, right. It's gone. It's not there.
Well,
you know, so what's happening now is very, very exciting stuff.
Right.
You know, this particular foundation is bringing back the coral footholds, if you will, that makes our coral reefs successful.
Well, and when you can take things that are becoming extinct and bring them back to life and grow them, it really is amazing. And that's really the lesson of today's show, because whether you're doing it in the Atlantic Ocean or you want to do it in your own fish tank, we're going to talk with Steve Oberg, your aquatics manager at Preuss Pets, about propagating these corals right in your own living room.
And it's the spawning of ideas on a young mind that really makes all the difference. If a child sees a coral, understands what a coral is, and connects with that environment that we'd never have known. I was raised up in the middle of Pennsylvania. You know, I never connected with that until I got much older. If I can connect with that as a 5-year-old or as a 15-year-old, I'm going to change the way that I orientate myself to my practices of how I throw away things and the way I use my ocean and the way I feel connected to places across the world, because that coral reef is something real. It's not something imaginary.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, is that the technology has changed so much that now it is possible for not only people to grow them and have them thrive, but they grow so much that now you need to trim them and take them to the swap meet that's taking place.
Right.
This weekend, so you can get something new.
Right. So it's going to be a fun conversation, and I'm anxious to jump into it. So coming up here is going to be just great guests, and you don't want to miss it, that's for sure.
Well, then why don't we get started, because the plate is full and the information is about to start flowing. So all of you, hold on to your hats. We're going to have a great show this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts. I believe it's time for me to fly.